Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
Yeah! On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live, Bourbon Street. This is going to be a good one. Thank you very much. It is going to be a good one. Jay Foreman will join us by phone. The Husker Hall of Famer will call at 5 o'clock and give us his picks for the weekend. Again, we don't suggest that you follow them and make wagers instead. Well, we're not saying that. Just saying, for your entertainment purposes, simply for the value of his opinion, Jay Foreman will give you his picks on the games of the week. There's quite a few games of interest in the Big Ten Conference, in the NCAA, and then the NFL as well. A couple of games to talk about. Of course, Jake Sorensen joins us and will carry us through the 2 hours. 402-464-5685, Sartor Hamann text line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to join the conversation, hit us with a what's up. And we'll make you a part of the conversation. We greatly appreciate it. Again, it's Happy Friday. We hope everybody has a great weekend. We are going to raffle off a pair of tickets to see the Huskers and Badgers tomorrow. So all you can do is come down to Bourbon Street, buy single barrel, come on through, put your name in the box, and we'll by end of show today, we will give away this pair of tickets. We also, I know you folks love ticket T-shirts. We've got about 8 of them that we're going to give away today. We're going to give those T-shirts out today as well for folks who come in and put their name in the box. You can follow on the Sartor Hamann Live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live. See what's going on down here at Bourbon Street. And let me tell you, it's locked and loaded. There's lots going on here. Of course, by Single Barrel, located at 801 R Street in the heart of the Haymarket, specializes in made-to-order family-style seafood boils and the other delicious seafood options. Great for a unique date night or a big group of friends, families of all ages. Everybody's welcome. Come on through. Several different types of boils for you to consider. And if seafood is not your jam, they have other items that you can pick from. Jake Sorensen, what's on this menu in front of you?
A lot of stuff. How about gumbo? You ever had gumbo?
I'm a huge gumbo fan.
Their gumbo here, the appetizer, has...
It's really good. I actually had it when we opened this place.
Yeah.
And I had some, took some home. It was my Friday night meal, and I was a happy fat boy.
Yeah, their gumbo has smoked brisket and house-made andouille sausage. That is delicious.
I'm all in.
Lots of options there in terms of things for – they have chicken strips for you. If you have a young palate, chicken strips are good, cheeseburger. But like you said, they've got Surf and Turf today, the special.
We have no sound on YouTube. That's what folks are telling us.
Okay.
So we'll have Jake Swanson.
We need Nate to get in there and have his
– Well, Nate, that's what Nate Brennan's job is. That's why he's paid the big bucks.
Well, we'll do this for now.
That's why he's paid the big bucks.
Right, yeah, but there's lots of good stuff tonight.
What are you going to order? If you had to choose?
So I was here last month. Me and Jay Foreman were here, and I got a boil to go. It had shrimp. It had crab legs. It had andouille sausage. It had corn on the cob.
That sounds like a winner.
It was delightful.
That sounds like a winner. That sounds like something I can get with. And they also have Surf and Turf. It'll be available tonight and then tomorrow after the game. Not before the game, but after the game. You can do that. Of course, they've got hurricanes. If you need a cocktail, come on down. You get the hurricane. You can buy you blast voodoo. They got the voodoo here. Southern Comfort dark rum, shaken to a froth with apple and pineapple juices, topped with cinnamon.
There we go.
We like that.
Now we good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Are we echoing? Keep working, Jake.
I don't know what Nathan's doing back there.
It's what happens. Is Nathan handling it?
You're killing it. Hey, get us off the echo. Yes, we're echoing, Nathan. Take us off the cue. Take the cue out. We hear ourselves echoing. It's going to be a migraine.
The cue is off, so you guys should be good on that. I'm going to keep playing around with it.
Well, keep doing
it. We were fine, and then something.
Is the cue here?
No, whatever you just
did.
Now we're good. Now we're good. Yes.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we're good. Remote broadcast. Sometimes things happen. We're good.
Attaboy. So, again, the Surf and Turf special, $32. It's tonight and then tomorrow after the game. It won't be available before the game or during it, but after the game, Surf and Turf, $32.
Could you imagine Surf and Turf before the game at like 8:30 in the morning, though?
Oh,
but that's on a Saturday.
Well, that's
just hypothetically. It's not happening. They're not going to do that.
That's you winning.
That'd be
though.
Sweet.
That's
yeah.
you winning is what that is.
What's for breakfast, Surf and Turf?
Surf and Turf. Like, why not? Oh, let's just jump all the way in. I can say that the best hush puppies in Lincoln
are
here at Bourbon Street. I can say that. They've got the stack, which is fries topped with shrimp, Bernays sauce, cheddar cheese, Cajun spice, chives. The gumbo is going home with me. I will probably have it tomorrow after the game after I thaw out.
Right. That might take a while, though, to thaw out.
They've got fried catfish. They've got fried shrimp. Cheeseburgers, if that's your jam. Chicken strips, if that's what you want. They've got Bourbon Street Alfredo. You can have it with chicken, shrimp, or salmon. You can do that as well. They've got cheesecake. And then if I wasn't on my diet, the root beer float. They have a root beer float.
I can have that.
You can.
I'll have
and
it for
I will
you.
Be envious of
I'll,
you.
I'll trick you when you're not watching.
Please, no. See, there's certain things.
I don't want to
here's the
torture
thing now.
You here, DP.
Here's what I do now is that I find myself, because I can't eat everything, I watch people eat the stuff that I want
to eat. That sounds terrible.
Well,
no.
Well, so, like, I'm not supposed to have French fries or
soda.
That's
painful. Would it make you mad if I had fries for lunch today?
Or milkshakes. Well, so they said, but you can have French fries, but you can only eat, like, 5 French fries. But I don't know anybody who eats 5 French fries.
I don't think it's possible.
Like, have you seen me? Do I look like the kind of guy that would eat 5 French fries?
Well, what kind of person does eat 5 French fries?
Like, I think that's right. Like, that's you sodas. Know, I'm.
Yeah.
Soda was my first girlfriend, and I've had to give it up. And they're like, "Well, you can have soda, you just can't have it all the time." But I'm like,
"But I like it all the time."
Yeah, that's not how that works. That's not how I'm like Pookie from New Jack City. He calls me. I have to go to it. Like, that's a thing. Fried foods. So the shrimp, catfish, I can have some, but I can't have, like, I can't eat the whole catfish in one sitting. I'd have to spread it out over several days. So I'm trying to figure it out, Jake Sorensen. I'm trying to work all this out. So I'm going to eat vicariously through you, and then you can tell me all the wonderful things that you've had
I'll do that for you.
I don't. Jay Foreman will join us at 5 o'clock and give us his picks for it. Pork chop. I'm a member of that club, right? Like, I need 5 French fries, and then I need 5 more French fries, and then I need 5 more French fries. Like, I don't understand how. Right? I mean, Ryan says this: anyone that eats 5 French fries by choice has got to be hiding dead bodies in the basement. I absolutely 100% agree. I agree. Sandman asked the question, hey, DP, are you going to be at Tanner's tomorrow after the game? Yes, I am going to be at Tanner's tomorrow for the post game. We'll do that 90 minutes after final horn. Bach and Nick will handle the call-in show immediately following the game. And then Jake and I and other assorted talent will be down at Tanner's
we'll be there
for the post game.
So that'd probably be about 4 o'clock to 5:30. If things go according to plan, you'll have the after party at the studio 2:30 to 4, Tanner's post game 4 to 5:30, and then we'll have one more with Iowa next Friday, and that's the season.
That'll be it. I will not be there next Friday.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Orlando with the Huskers basketball team for the ESPN Invitational. Down there for 4 days to watch them. Do their thing. Of course, they didn't have a good night last night. They didn't have a good half last night.
No, well, they're up by 7.5 times. So at one point, okay, we were at the Scarlet Hotel, so we weren't able to watch on the TVs, but we were able to track, and it was 22-12 Nebraska. Not, you know, a great performance offensively, but hey, you take a 7-point halftime lead. The problem was the second half happened, and Nebraska just did not show up. They were outscored by a lot of points in the second half.
50-23 in the second half. I understood what was happening. As a coach, what I loved doing to teams was getting them out of their comfort zone and speeding them up. And that's what the trap does, is it makes you – first of all, it makes people handle the ball in places that they don't want to handle it.
Yep.
Getting big guys to have to come out and handle the ball in space, which they're not comfortable in doing. And then because of the lateness of your offense, because you're scrambling to get into your half-court game, is that you end up taking bad shots. You end up taking shots that you don't normally take from people who don't normally take them. Now, they're not going to beat anybody shooting at the level that they shot at in the second half.
No.
It's just that's just a thing. You did get some green check marks in Casey Tominaga shooting the way he shot. Also, his ability to handle the ball because he helped them in press break. Seeing Juwan Gary get you 11 rebounds. Emmanuel Bandamel getting 9 rebounds. But they're not going to beat anybody shooting, first of all, shooting 50% from the free throw line.
No. 7 for 14.
Yeah. 7 for 14 from three, from free throw line. 5 of 27 or 29 from three. You can't, that's just not how it plays out. Now, not many teams are going to pressure them the way St. John's did. And they don't have the personnel to trap for that period of time in the Big Ten. Big Ten teams don't want to work that way. So Nebraska, this was good for them to see it.
Yeah,
but it is a common thread, just like with football.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Could repeat the commentary that shooting from the field, being able to knock down threes, not turning the ball over. When your point guard turns the ball over 8 times in a game, you're not going to win. And you're not, even outside of the Big Ten, you're not going to win. Griesel has to be better in that space, and they have to figure out their pressure.
Well, I'd say stay right there. I think this sounds weird because it feels weird to ever say that 8 turnovers by one person is good. And not saying that it is, but Sam Griesel comes from North Dakota State, and he had really a good first 2 games against Maine and UNO. This is kind of a wake-up call, say, you're not in the Summit League anymore. You're in big boy Division I basketball, which I know Summit League is too, but they're not big boy basketball. So for him to go against a high-pressure 40 minutes of hell defense like Mike Anderson runs at St. John's, again, like you said, this won't happen all the time in any games going forward, but it challenges you to make sure that you know what you're doing with the ball. Be better with ball handling, make better decisions. So I think Sam's a very smart player. I think he is going to learn from this performance last night, and he's going to use it as motivation to get better, as I hope the whole team does. But I don't really have a lot of concerns in general about his ability to lead. It was just, like you mentioned, you don't see that very often. It's hard to prepare for that in practice. But hopefully next time they run into a pressing defense, if it happens when it's late in the game, they have a better plan to attack that.
Well, I mean, when you have a 6'8 guard and then you have the perimeter players that Nebraska has, his ability normally to see over the top over press break generally gets you out of those situations. Not having Derek Walker
that hurts.
Who hurts you.
That hurts.
But – even in the Big Ten Conference, if you get under in foul trouble, your big has to be out there, and it's the next Husker up. We've been talking about that in football. It transfers over to basketball as well, especially in Fred Hoiberg's systems. We've seen this before. We've seen shooting at the level that we saw last night, and that was part of people's frustration today was, okay, you've got shooters who don't make shots.
Right.
You can't win that way. And then when your three-point shots aren't going down, you've got to be able to get points in another fashion. You're supposed to have guys who can attack the basket. Tominaga does that probably better than we give him credit for
right.
in his mid-range game. Bandamel is supposed to be a bit of a slasher. He'll be able to do that in space. But they couldn't get the ball on the wing with any freedom. They were trapped in every corner, which is the whole nature of the pressure St. John's was putting on. You have to be in control of your pace. You have to be in control of your decision-making. The Huskers, again, for as well as they played in the first half, and they had people leaning in at halftime with a 27-20 lead, but coming out of the break and turning the ball over, not making adjustments, not following the rules of press break, which is if you feel pressure, throw to pressure. Like, it's the same thing in football. If somebody traps you, that second defender has to leave somebody open. You've got to be calm enough and aware enough to be able to hit that next offensive player pretty quickly with the ball so that you don't run into that situation.
Well,
so,
you're right. I mean, and for Nebraska, again, here's the deal, DP, is that you have to get over this fast because you've got a team coming into town Sunday, Arkansas Pine Bluff, whose record is not good. But you know what they've done? They've pushed teams. They led TCU the entire game and lost by one. They were in it with Oklahoma, lost by eight. Now, they lost, but they were in the game with Oklahoma, lost by eight, lost to Kent State. They played Cleveland State last night. I don't know if they won or lost that game. But this is a team whose record is not indicative of how good they are. I know that people say, well, it's not Arkansas, the Razorbacks. It's Pine Bluff. No.
There's talent. They played Oklahoma to a brawl. The only team that played them dominantly was Mississippi State. I believe there was another Power Five that they played.
Well, they lost to TCU by one.
Lost to TCU by one. So, look, there's talent on this Arkansas Pine Bluff team.
Yep.
But I think that, in truth, if you're Fred Hoiberg, this is who you want to play next. You want a team that's competitive. You want a team that's going to challenge you. The reason why you booked this tough schedule, we always booked, even on a high school level, we were a 6A public school in Virginia. We would schedule DeMatha. We would schedule Flint Hill.
Yep.
We would schedule those teams before we got in conference because we had already seen the beast by the time we get into the conference and district play. We had seen the monsters, and we weren't going to be afraid of anything because we had seen the best teams that we were already going to face. I think, again, and I like to use the word opportunity, another opportunity for Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg and this group, to see how they bounce back and to see how they recover will speak a lot to the expectation of this team. What we can expect. We're disappointed in the performance last night. I don't think we're writing off the season yet. Arkansas Pine Bluff, and then you're going to go down to Orlando and really find out something about yourself because there are some talented teams at that ESPN Invitational.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it does not get easier. I mean, again, like I said, last night was a wake-up call. You had a nice first half. You got blasted the second half, but don't let that define how the season's going to go. You know, we've seen a lot of crazy losses so far in college basketball. I mean, you've seen a lot of these.
So Michigan games. Get curb stomped.
Right. I mean, there's been some.
Gonzaga got run out of the
Texas
building.
Killed
by Texas.
Gonzaga. I mean, weird stuff happens early, so it's not uncommon to have a second half implosion this early in the season. But again, this is a team that struggled to win over the last couple of years. Don't get the woe is me narrative.
You don't
it's
have
a different
time.
Team. Yeah.
You don't have
different year.
It's Arkansas Pine Bluff on Sunday.
Yes.
And then Oklahoma on Thanksgiving Day, 4 o'clock. Tip for that one. And then the winner and or loser of Memphis versus Seton Hall, which I watched Seton Hall last night. They've got some talent on that team. And then another Power Five on Sunday, November 27th. So you'll find that out. And then, look, it doesn't get any easier. You're gonna bring in Boston College for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That is November 3rd on a Wednesday night. And then Creighton. And you know what that one's going to be. That's going to be on the road in front of a crazy house, and they're going to want to make a statement. Oh, by the way, after that you get Indiana you open the Big Ten Conference.
No time for lamenting. So, it's time to get back on your feet.
Hey, no time for pouting. It's big boy basketball. And look, this is an important run, not only for this team and this program, but for Fred Hoiberg and his legacy. What's it going to be? We're going to know over the next 10 games how this thing's going to play out, whether this team has opportunity or not. And then, you know, again, eyes towards, let's see if we can get Derek Walker back in space. Jake Sorensen, it is senior day tomorrow. And of the seniors in play, and there's the full list of Klarvik, Hickson, Bando, Brewington, Vokalek, et cetera. From this group, how important would it be? Can you,
yes,
from your mind,
yep,
if this senior group figures out a way to beat Wisconsin, how would that make you feel?
Well, let's think about this, DP. I mean, Mickey Joseph this entire week has been putting up in the locker room and anywhere it's visible, 2012. You ask, what does that mean? That's the last time Nebraska football has beaten Wisconsin. There's been close calls. There's been blowouts, but it's been eight straight losses. Mm-hmm. So for this team who has been a part of a lot of losing at Nebraska with Scott Frost and this year how it's gone, if they could in this season where you had a coaching change and you have a coaching search going on right now to end that streak and beat Wisconsin, and we understand that Wisconsin fired their coach too. I mean, both teams have had mid-season
changes. This is not
changes.
Your dad's Wisconsin
it's
team.
It's not. But it would mean a ton to be the group in a rough time to end that streak. Anytime you end an embarrassing streak that you were part of, it feels good. Even when the season's goals and expectations were not where you wanted them to be, yeah. Would it save the season? No. But would it help the season out? Absolutely. It'd be a great thing.
Does a win over Wisconsin change the conversation about the future of the program?
Yeah, I mean, if Trev does indeed not have a hire made, if he's still going through the process trying to figure out who the best option is,
offers out. Like that.
How could you not still support Mickey then? I mean, think about if you are looking at this from the wide perspective, and if Casey Thompson's back tomorrow and leads Nebraska to a win, then think about the close calls that you would have had with Mickey. And I know this program's sick of close calls, but it's again, you made a change. It's hard to just win midseason. Purdue game was a close call, but Nebraska was leading Illinois when Casey went out. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. They were leading 9-6. They were two plays off from a potential big play that was dropped at midfield by Ramir Johnson. Mm-hmm. Two plays later, Casey gets picked off, is hurt. They lose the game. They've got no momentum. Minnesota, good opening drive. Nothing after that. And then, same thing against Michigan, just nothing going. So I'm not saying they push Michigan with Casey. Don't hear me say that. But they could have beat Illinois.
Well, you were competitive. Competitive in that game, but you just didn't have enough offensive push to change the way Michigan either called defenses or called offensive plays. Like, that's the whole thing about having Casey out there. He will change the defensive play calls of Wisconsin, right? They're going to have to defend it differently. It's a different playbook. It's an entirely different playbook that they're going to have to be prepared for and to make adjustments to with Casey on the field versus anybody else.
That's
Think
right.
about it this way, that of the last 12 quarters, Casey's played two. And of those 12 quarters, Casey is still the leading passer and almost has more combined yardage than the other two quarterbacks combined over that 10 quarters. That's crazy talk. That's craziness. So – what he will allow them to do, and we'll go to break, but we'll talk about it after the break. What Casey Thompson allows Mark Whipple and this offense to do and changes the way Wisconsin has to defend. We'll talk about that next here on Old School Live from Bourbon Street by Single Barrel.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.